Hey, Roger. Great to see you.
That enthusiasm blew me off the chair.
I was like, how glad I am to see you. Jenna, say hello to Roger Cross.
Hey, pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you.
This is the guy who was in 24, one of the top shows of all. What did that feel like to be in such a hit show?
It was amazing. I tell you, sometimes I literally, especially in season 4 and 5, got the script, read the material, and was like, ooh, I get to do that. it was great. It was a blast.
It must have been. And did you enjoy playing a secret agent?
I did.
What did CTO? You're an agent of CTO.
Yes.
What the hell did that stand for?
Counter-terrorist unit. We go after the really...
CTU.
Counter-terrorist
unit.
Yes, we go after the really nasty fellas.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't allowed to call my parents during that show.
Is that so?
Oh, really? Yeah. It's so good.
Oh, it's a
so
wonderful
good.
Show.
Cheers to 24.
Yeah,
oh,
here's
all right. Cheers.
All right, now that we covered that.
Well, you're Dad. Doing...
You're also doing Continuum.
Continuum.
In Canada.
Oh, this
right.
sounds so
Canadian
cool.
Show, right?
Yes, it's a great
tell us
show.
About it. And take your time telling us we have all this time to kill. Thank God there's something you can tell us about, so the responsibility isn't on my shoulders.
I just want to sit here and listen to you talk, because this is great.
Are you going to be disappointed? Anyway, I want to know about Continuum.
Continuum. It's a great show. And it starts off in 2077. And basically, the corporations have decided, let's get out from the shadow of the government, because they really don't do anything. We really run things. So there's a Corporation of North America. Government's out of the way. And they're a group of freedom fighters, we'll call them. Some may say terrorists, but I like to say freedom fighters. That feel that people are, you know, been enslaved by technology and by these corporations. They're fed everything, how to live, how to be, how to act. And social media is used to control them in a lot of ways.
Wow.
And so, yeah, exactly. It's kind of poignant.
Are you a good guy or a bad guy?
I'm a freedom fighter.
Well, that makes you a good guy.
Yeah, there
all
you
my
go.
Freedom, I guess.
That's true. Some
freedom from social media.
Right?
So who's unfreeing you that you're fighting?
The corporations.
The corporations are the bad guys.
They're bad guys. And so they're basically capture the 8 of us who are the head of Liberate, they call us, and they're going to execute us.
Oh, my.
They are, because we basically... blew up the equivalent of the World Trade Center.
Well, you shouldn't have done that.
It's kind of bad.
No, I mean, that's
killed
a lot
of
bad
people.
Thing to do.
Bad, I know. But for in the name
but wait,
of freedom.
Do you get executed?
Well, before we...
Yeah, over a short show.
It would be. It's like, that's it, it's over. No, okay. Well, no, we would have been, but a wonderful scientist that we have working with us finds a way to use the technology and the energy from the execution chamber to power a time travel device. And so
it has time travel.
Time traveling, and also
it's
well,
kind of
that's
awesome.
Why it's kind of you know fun,
wow.
And right up your alley. You see,
and that's why you called it Continuum. All right, so go ahead.
Go ahead.
Got the time travel.
Time right. travel. We're supposed to go back 7 years to try and stop things, but of course we end up in 2012 in Vancouver. They use Vancouver as Vancouver. And
that's shocking.
You know what I mean?
Never
exactly.
Use Vancouver
they never
as
do.
Vancouver.
But the you know creator and writer said, why not? And, well, there's no reason not to. So he did. And basically we're like, since we're here, we might as well start telling people things now and start ruining.
In 2012.
2012.
Yeah.
Start, you know, ruining the groundwork that the corporations have been laying down from this time. And so, but one of the cops that was in the chamber, of course, came back with us. And so she, played by Rachel Nichols, is trying to stop us.
She's a bad guy.
Well, yes, but she's a good person because she's a cop trying to stop the bad guys who they consider as bad guys.
They consider you a bad guy, you and your guys. But what you're really trying to do is save the world from the badness later on.
Yes.
So she is a good guy trying to stop who she thinks are bad guys.
Yes.
So how about if you convince her, have a heart-to-heart talk with her. And say, look, I'm a good guy. You're wasting your time. Join us. But then the show wouldn't last very long.
It sit down and
last
chat.
Very long. It
You'd
would
have
be
to end
over.
It on that episode.
We would have to end it on that episode.
Yeah.
But then you know, who knows? Maybe she can turn bad, and then they get some other good guys to get it, and then we can recruit them all to our side.
That'd be something. That would be good. Where did we leave off? Where is the show at the moment?
At the moment, basically, we have been, of course, trying to wreak some havoc and are using some of the local 2012 people that we are disenfranchised with the society, and we're trying to use them and build them up and build an army,
I got you.
Basically, in this time to say...
Is there a lot of action in the show?
There's a ton of action.
Yeah, a lot of special effects?
Yes,
there is. A lot of fighting?
A lot of fighting.
Do you do any fighting?
I do. My character's kind of like
a
badass.
You're a thin, scrawny guy like you. You do all that?
It's hard to imagine.
Well, speaking of shows, you're also doing Arrow, so... Do we need to have a little DC versus Marvel thing here? Let's maybe talk Green Arrow versus Hawkeye.
Oh, see, I'm not even going to touch that with a thousand-foot pole.
I stopped to take one sip of a drink, and we're on a whole
new started
Marvel
a riot.
What's this about Hawkeye? What did you say?
Well, he's doing a show called Arrow,
yeah,
which is DC.
Wait a minute. I thought we were on... you mean besides Continuum, you're doing...
He doesn't sleep.
You must be the busiest actor in America. Wow.
I do my best.
Tell us about Arrow.
Arrow is basically on the comic book, Green Arrow.
Uh-huh. So why don't they call it Green Arrow?
Well, because... Well, there's actually the Green and Black Arrow, correct?
Mm-hmm.
See, so...
I think it's because they didn't do that well with Green Lantern, and they figured, let's stay away from the color green.
The color green. Yeah.
That's
very
true.
Unlucky.
Maybe that's right. What it is.
Anyway, go ahead. You're Arrow. Are you Arrow?
I'm not Arrow.
I want you to be Arrow.
Well, thank you. Well,
who do I talk to?
I talk to everyone. I want to be Black Panther. That's what I want to be.
You'd be
great.
See, that's what that would be.
And I think they're going to start developing it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
I keep telling them that's the next one they've got to do. You remind me.
Honestly, I will. I think that would be fantastic.
Yeah, I think you'd be great, and they'd be grateful to me, and maybe I'd get a cameo.
I have a feeling you will get a cameo.
Although, I got to tell you, I don't know why I'm being so nice to you. You've done 24.
Uh-huh.
You've done Continuum. You're doing Arrow. Have you heard him mention anything about a cameo for me in any of those?
I haven't
heard the word come out in this conversation.
Huh. You know what? It was just percolating. Nobody's like, I have an epiphany. Okay, Stan needs to do a cameo in each and every one of my shows.
Can you imagine how the ratings would increase if the public... Stan is going to be in Continuum.
They
drop everything.
It's true.
You know what? It really would.
Of course.
It would.
Of course. Not a doubt about it.
You did one in Eureka, and
was
in Eureka.
What we'll do is cut this interview short right now, and I want you to run out and make a few phone calls.
Okay.
Because time is of the essence.
I'm going to do that right now.
And we'll come back and continue this.
He's going to trade you Black Panther for cameos.
Deal.
All right. Now, tell me more about Arrow.
Arrow, this wonderful actor, Stephen Amell, who is, you talk about a guy that's in incredible condition and just yoked out and athletic and...
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Yes, I know you can. See, I've seen it. Working out.
Hey, you hurt me.
he plays the Arrow, and if, people are familiar with the story, they'll know he gets shipwrecked, and he's on an island for 5 years, and a lot of things happen there, and... He starts off basically the playboy philanthropist, and
we have a character a little bit, like
just a little bit like that. I know.
Call a lawyer.
I know.
What's the lawyer's phone number?
I must say they have stolen a little bit. I think, but it's this form of flattery that they've something that was so great that they've stolen elements of.
I guess there's. There's more than one playboy philanthropist in the world.
One or two. Right. But yeah, you can
live with that.
You can live with it?
Robert Downey may not want to live with it, but I can live with it.
Well, so tell us about who you play.
I play the character called Detective Hilton. And
always a good guy.
Well, sometimes.
You'd make a good villain. I'd make you the bad guy.
See?
Yeah, because you look scary.
Don't you see how scared of me he is?
I learned. I'm going to teach you a trick. For someday you'll have your own interview show.
Okay.
Never say the obvious. Always say the last thing anybody would expect. It might be idiotic, but at least it'll surprise them.
That's true, and it'll make it interesting.
There you go. Okay, back to whatever we were talking about.
Detective Hilton. Well, Detective Hilton. He's partner with Detective Lance, the character that is the father of the Arrow's girlfriend. And he, in, how much can I say?
I don't know.
he basically tries to keep his partner on the straight and narrow, but his partner is kind of upset because of something Arrow has done. And so he doesn't like this character, but he doesn't know he's the Arrow.
No,
but he doesn't like that.
I see.
The philanthropist, Oliver Queen, he doesn't like him. And so, and later on, there's a great transformation, and those who are fans of the comic will know what happens to Hilton. He becomes this character.
A bad guy. Called,
yeah,
he becomes a villain, a super villain, I'll bet you.
There you go.
Arrow guys? They both shoot bows and arrows, or does Hilton do different stuff?
He does different stuff, but we're not going to get there quite yet, they said. Yeah. They said for a while he's just
It
gonna...
sounds very dull. I'm only kidding.
No action whatsoever.
Only
kidding. No, not at all. Well, speaking of Playboy philanthropists, I can't say that word today, philanthropists. Speaking of them, I hear that you have been to the Playboy Mansion a number of times. I know you're friends with Hugh Hefner. How do we get me there?
How do we get you there? When do you want to go?
Anytime.
All right, we're going next week.
All right.
Most guys want to go.
Yeah,
there.
Why do you want to go?
Well, I just want to see it.
Why do girls want to go?
They always want to go. They always want to see it.
We want to see it.
Well, first of all, you're too overdressed.
That's a very good point.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell you're wearing, but you're too overdressed. Whatever it is, you're overdressed.
I have to make a little confession about Playboy Mansion. So I'd been several times, and my wonderful lady, Josie, wanted to go to the Playboy Mansion, much like you said. And so there was this charity fundraiser there for Susan G. Komen Foundation. I thought, okay, I'll bring her to that. It won't be too crazy, anything like that. It'll be nice. She gets there, and they had the California Businessmen Association sponsoring it, and they had stripperpole.com there, and so they had, not only was it just regular playmates up, they had strippers on poles all over the place.
How surprising.
I know.
Oh, I am so surprised.
I thought it was going to be a more wholesome event. I didn't expect.
To think that you, Hefner, would do that.
Oh, my God. Wow. So, yeah, there's, you know, so, but she loved it. And
she said,
grab me a pole.
I said, honey, we need some money. Well, no, I'm kidding.
That's supposed to be a good workout, I'm just saying.
Have you been taking the classes?
I have not yet.
But you're going to?
Yes. Absolutely.
She's going to make a man very happy.
Well, you know, we'll have a little discussion about this after.
Uh-oh.
After this.
Am I in trouble now?
Incredibly wonderful interview.
Tomorrow there'll be a pole in the office.
Hey, that would be a great idea for an office, you know, a pole.
See?
You know, and when girls come in and they're applying for a job, we don't care how fast they type. We don't care. How are we on the pole? There's the pole. We'll let you know.
As he said, say what they don't expect.
Exactly.
They don't want.
Exactly.
Who started this?
I think it was my fault.
Oh, it was your fault.
Yes, I totally want to go.
Playboy.
The thing that's worrying me, this started out as a family show. I don't know where it's going.
I know.
Put the kids to sleep.
Yes. No, don't let your children watch this.
Shut off the whatever and...
Well, I want to talk about all the genre shows you've done, all the sci-fi.
I was having fun with the pole.
Oh, do you want to go back to the strippers?
No, that's
okay. No, I mean, you do so many genre shows.
Yeah.
Are you into genre stuff? Are you into sci-fi and fantasy?
I am. I've always enjoyed it. I've always thought it's just a great world. Sometimes the real world can be kind of grim and, you know, kind of depressing and sad. It can be wonderful, of course. But what's great about that is it shows what things could be, kind of thing. You know, things bigger than yourself. And in the sci-fi world, for example, you can forget about racism, for example, and because you're more worried about these aliens trying to kill you than somebody, you know, someone else, someone has tentacles coming out of them instead of the color of their skin, kind of thing. You know what I mean? And all these different things that...
I never thought you would be that kind of guy.
And
all of a sudden, just because some poor guy has tentacles...
See? That's what I mean.
You're a racist. Son of a gun.
See,
hey, you with the
again.
Tentacles, you might as well leave. He's going to give you a hard time.
I'm sorry, man. You got to go.
All right. We'll forget that tentacles.
Okay, you're right.
Right.
Oh, anti-tentacle society is going to come back.
So without mentioning people who have obvious disformance, what's the word I'm looking for? They're deformities.
Deformity.
Right.
Without mentioning people who are deformed, Let's be a little bit charitable. Just say what you have to say without reverting to anatomyism and racism and planetism and alienism. I mean, you're guilty of all those things in one sentence.
I'm sorry.
All right. Luckily for you, I'm a forgiving type. And I'm not going to order you right off the show, which is the worst thing that can happen to a person.
Hey, you already promised him the role of Black Panther, so.
Well, that's right. Well, at least consideration. I'm not
He's Black Panther.
No, I'm not the guy who makes that decision, but I'm going to mention you.
All right,
you know
thank
that.
You. All right.
I'm beginning to think this isn't the most serious interview show that you'll find on the air or the internet or anywhere, but at least we try. We're doing our best to be real people. We don't want to kid you. We're not trying to put on some act. You see the real, whatever the hell his name is. You see, it's real, you know? And the same way, this is what you see is what you get, damn it. So either stay with it or don't bother us. That's the way you talk.
I like that.
And
that,
they're going to like it, too, because it's real, you know? Okay.
That was very forceful. So now we've gone through strippers, sci-fi, and tentacles.
And tentacles.
And tentacles.
And domination.
And domination.
Tentacles.
Oh, my.
Did I go there?
Wait,
oh.
Domination. Wait a minute. Now we're back again to the poles.
We're back to the poles.
Area. I don't know which is more interesting, tentacles or domination. Tentacles sounds like a naughty word, doesn't it? Anyway, all right, let's clean up this act.
I love it.
We were talking about, what the hell were we
talking? We were talking about sci-fi and genre.
Sci-fi. So yes. Tell us what you know about sci-fi in two or three words. Don't bore the hell out of us.
All is possible.
Ooh, I was going to say no one ever dies.
Oh, but
you don't.
Do.
You can't.
Oh, we
well, they
people.
Die. They just
we
can
kill
come
people.
Back. But they can
they
come
kill
back.
People. Well, that's the
sci-fi.
Thing. A writer.
Mm-hmm.
A writer is like God, because a writer can kill a character. Later, I think I'll bring the character back to
it's
life.
It's true.
He's back to life. He kills. He revives. I don't like this century. I'll let the story take place in the future.
In the future.
In the past. In another planet. I mean, well, you're a writer. You remember you said to me the other day, how come I'm drunk with power?
I did
it's
say that, yes.
I can write anything. You know, and when you're a writer, you begin to take yourself seriously. I can do anything. I can write him out of the script. You know, you may be bigger and stronger than I can write you the hell out of the script.
That's true.
Damn right, so you better be nice to me.
Oh, man, all right, all
what
right.
script are we talking about?
Black Panther.
Yes. You,
wait, he's not in it yet.
Not
okay,
yet.
Wait. All right.
Not
we'll
yet.
Be.
Oh,
we're,
absolutely
we're,
will
know,
be.
But I want to know about the X-Men. Somebody told me you were also in an X-Men movie.
I did.
But you weren't an X-Men.
I wasn't an X-Men.
Well, what the hell were you?
I was filming this movie called X vs. Sever in Vancouver at the time. And Chris, who's also friends with Bryan Singer at the time, said, oh, why don't you come over? We're doing X-Men right now. Come do a thing on it. So I was actually the president's bodyguard. And I was, you know, through the thing.
Did you guard him? Was he safe?
He didn't do. I didn't do very well.
Oh.
He got killed.
This little blue character.
Everything about you represents failure. First you talk about these tentacles, then you talk about prejudice. You're prejudiced. Now you kill presidents. What's with you? Can't you do anything right?
Well, I did. I kill a lot of people.
Well, were they good people or bad people?
Depends who you talk to.
Right.
Some are good, some are bad. I'm just saying.
Who arranges our guest list for these interviews?
It's all me.
The guest list.
No, I'm kidding.
You've got to find out who it is, and we got to be a little more particular.
He's busting my mold. I'm crying.
I love this man.
Oh,
all right, so.
Right, so X-Men. So who would you have wanted to play?
In X-Men.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, 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 ooh. There's so many different things. You know what? I was a fan of Beast.
Ooh.
I was a fan of Beast. I think
I like the Beast.
I like
the
Beast.
Oh, Beast man. Is awesome.
Yes.
No, I admire your taste.
Yeah, because he's like, you know.
He's also better looking than you.
He is. He's a handsome. See, and he's blue.
He's blue.
That proves I'm not racist, right? Yes.
That's right.
I like the
blue. You beat me to it.
Oh, sorry. I stole his line. Oh, shoot.
Oh.
Go back on the teleprompter. No, okay.
No, I love Beast because he reads.
Yes. See, there you go. He's intellectual, yet physical and all that.
I when I first did him, I wanted to go against type. He was the one who looked like a beast, you know?
Yeah.
So I wanted to make him the smartest one.
Yeah.
You know? Just like you look smart, but you're not. You always go against type.
This is where I come for lessons in humility.
You know, I only say that because I love you.
I know.
In a manly way.
In a manly way. Of course. There's no stripper poles involved here.
No.
Oh, no.
I can work. No, I mean, I'm kidding. Okay.
Hey, you know who I got friends with? Speaking of the X-Men, I'm very friendly with Patrick Stewart.
Ooh.
You know, Professor X?
Oh, yeah.
I've run into him at a few comic book conventions, you know, that he goes to, and I'm at the same convention. What a nice guy. You know, have you met him? You speak to him? Do you know him?
I met him actually in London. I was actually there for a sci-fi convention.
Uh-huh.
And
what else?
He was also there. What else?
Yeah.
And but it was such a nutty thing. I mean, at the time, I think it was for a show with him called First Wave.
Mm-hmm.
And I also did a Star Trek Enterprise, but that was for that show. And we had our, you know, fan base, and we had our people there. And then I think the next day was the Star Trek one that came along,
yeah,
and it was just a whole other world. It was like, oh my God, talk about people. I mean, first you're writing nice personal notes to people, and by the end it's like, no, you're just gonna sign. I'm just gonna lie. Just kept going around the corner, and it wouldn't stop. Because
it's Star Trek.
It is, and you know, Patrick Stewart now, he's Professor X. It's,
you know, about autographs. My name, since sometimes I have to sign a lot of autographs, and it takes long to do it. My name used to be Engelbert Humperdinck, but I changed it to Stan Lee, and it's made life so much easier.
I have all your albums.
So what other things have you been in that we can waste people's time listening to?
A movie I did recently that I love is called Abducted.
Abducted?
Abducted. And it's based on a true story, though, and it's kind of sad. It's about, in the late 80s, a baby was stolen from the Harlem Hospital. And basically was raised by this lady who stole her for 23 years. And when she has her own daughter, she finds out she was stolen.
She finds out that
her whole life had been a lie. She'd been stolen. She gets reunited with her parents. And I play the father.
How did she find out?
She went to register her daughter for social services and things like that. And went down to the office and... It's basically her mom kept her, I can't find your birth certificate, that sort of thing.
Oh,
she's like, I'm going to take this in my own hands. So she went to go do it, and they're like, you're not in the system, you don't exist. And she's like, what do you mean, I'm right here, I've lived my whole life, what do you, blah, blah, blah. My mother said I was born here, this, that. And through some checking, they're like, they flagged her name. And so the police car looked in and everything, and she was trying to commit fraud. And she found out through this, you know, website that there was a child that was missing at the same age as her, in New York, and her mom moved her to Connecticut, and it was heart-wrenching.
Oh, my
story, because this poor girl, you know, she grew up, she was abducted, and she was taken and raised in the ghetto, basically, when her real family is really a middle-class family.
Really?
So,
it's
going to be...
And what was your role?
I was the father, who's the broken-hearted father that they got stolen from, and, you know, they've been, you know, giving up hope, of course, of ever finding their beautiful daughter.
You're always so smiling and cheerful. Can you play a broken-hearted father?
I did.
You're a real actor, aren't you? Son of a gun. He's an actor.
Wow.
I can't picture you broken-hearted.
You can't?
I think if I broke your arm, you'd laugh and say, hey, my arm's broken. Look at that. Isn't that funny?
I probably would. And so, yeah, no, but that's a great movie. It's going to be out in October.
Is that a movie or a TV show?
It's for Lifetime.
Lifetime?
In October.
Oh, really? That's great.
And yeah, it's...
My
it's,
wife will see it. She watches all those shows.
My dad does, too.
Your dad?
My dad loves Lifetime.
They
he'll be watching
they
it.
They won't admit it. They won't admit it.
Yeah,
they love them.
It's
Lifetime
for women and my dad.
There are other men.
We'll talk later about you.
We'll
talk after the show.
Yeah, well, so you've done so many different shows. Is this all just, you're in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And you're from Vancouver, right?
I'm from, yes.
Okay.
I'm not from Vancouver. I'm originally from Jamaica.
Well, yeah, no.
And when I was 11.
Yeah. Why don't you sound Jamaican?
I can sound Jamaican anytime you want to.
You sound Jamaican. Okay.
All right.
Pretty damn good. He's an actor.
British when we were in Jamaica.
Because
you had to speak proper English at all times in school. And so, when I first moved, people said, you sound kind of proper. And I'm like, is that bad?
No.
Do all Jamaicans have deep voices?
Yes, it just comes from the culture. No.
No, but everyone I know is a deep
really?
Voice somewhat like you. Yeah.
Oh,
and it gives it that flavor.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Just a
you have a flavor.
I have a flavor. It's the rum.
Oh. Is there, speaking of flavor, is this rum?
It should be
is
rum.
Is actually alcohol in this? Wow, I'm drinking.
Hey, mine's pretty much gone, so that's why we're talking about stripper poles.
I have no idea what I'm drinking. This man is so fascinating, I didn't even know I was drinking. So tell us more about anything. It doesn't matter. You make it sound interesting.
Anything. These light bulbs are amazing.
Oh, hey, light bulbs are a great subject. Now, you know, you can't have the old light bulbs anymore. They insist on selling you the new kind don't burn as much energy. Yes. They don't throw as much light, but nobody cares about that.
They don't, and they're kind of, and I must admit, I'm using them, but they are. They throw up a different
they're
kind of light.
Not as good.
And you have to make sure you don't get the bright ones, because sometimes you put it, it doesn't look real, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Also, they remind me of ice cream.
Nobody else complains. Nobody else even.
No, I can't stand them either.
Really?
And they make me make me think of soft serve ice cream, so they make me hungry. Light bulbs make me hungry.
Now wait
That's
a minute.
Not that, weird at
you
all.
Know, you're even more unusual than him. He has said a number of really screwball things, but he hasn't said anything as wacky as light bulbs. Light bulbs make me hungry. But we have to really discuss this after the
we
show.
We do.
Save a few minutes for me.
Okay. I'm going to need counseling.
Light bulbs make her hungry. You all of a sudden sound very sane and rational.
See, it's all about the company you keep.
I could start talking about stripper poles again.
I'll forget about those aliens with the tentacles.
See? Almost
I know. It was so
he
close.
He doesn't forget anything.
No, he doesn't.
10 years ago, he doesn't forget anything.
Now, what I want to know is, do you prefer doing science fiction? No, actually, you just did something about a baby that found out she was adopted and stuff. So you do every type. You do drama also.
Yeah, I mean, for me, as an actor, it's more about an interesting character.
Yeah.
You know, and even if he's a sci-fi character, he still has an arc. He still has a story that I have to tell. So it doesn't really matter about that as much as the character itself. And so, you know, that's more what I
can understand that. See, as a man who's done many cameos, I now consider myself a full-fledged actor.
You are.
So you and I, we're on the same level. I mean, we can understand. See, it might be a little tough for you.
It is. It is. Teach me.
Acting bit. Yes, I know.
I love seeing you on the show. I love every time I see you. I love your scenes. They're always great.
So, well, I too have played many, many roles, many versions of various things, and I try to vary my performances.
Of course.
So I don't want to be typecast.
And on that note, we have to wrap. But thank you so much for being here with us. I know. Do you want to?
Five more insults I can get. I could.
And I'm ready for them. Okay.
Hey, you're one of our best guests. You got to come back again, but not too soon.
Oh, God, not too soon.
We have time.
All right, let some other
stuff. No, really, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
And lots of luck with your career, although I don't think you need it. I think you're doing great.
Well,
just remember, I'm available for cameo and anything you do.
If you want to do it, it will happen.
Then let it happen, and we'll see about the Black Panther. The more cameos, the closer certain people get to the Black Panther.
Cheers to that. Cheers.
Cheers,
thank you.
And I'll forget the tentacles.
Okay. Thank you.